We're aware on this situation, and get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. Department of Corrections officials arrest four people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All four are now being held in the Elmore County Jail. And a U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among three people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirmed his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on A2C, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Green Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Green Farm Market. And then if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Yes, I did say twice. Therefore, increasing your odds of being selected. So first-time callers, come on, call. Don't just say, I want to get in. Talk to me. I like to talk to people because this is a, believe it or not, a talk show.
What?
I know. Is that Clint from Houston, Texas?
Indeed.
Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How's your day going?
Great.
Good.
Taking stuff down, but had to call and get your opinion.
Sure.
You think Pelosi is sending the impeachment articles to the Senate this week?
Not this week.
No?
I don't think so. She has to do something where she can save face with this thing. If she just sends it, it's going to show that she got too much pressure from people that it was rush, and then do nothing.
So then what is her option then?
Well, I think they're going to try to shake the tree enough to try to make it where maybe it's the John Bolton thing. I don't know. They're kind of painfully quiet about the John Bolton remarks yesterday, which makes me think that they know something here. But I don't think it's going to happen this week.
All right, my second question, you know, in your opinion, is you think Bolton would help the president or hurt him?
That's a great question. We were talking about that last hour. I'm not sure which way that would go. I think that the fact that they did not subpoena him for the House, that they're concerned about something he's going to say. Because if you think about it, he could completely exonerate the president, completely.
And basically said, yes, sir. I agree.
He said he did not withhold the funds for the reasons you're saying. He withheld them because he was worried about integrity and corruption. And then the Dems are going to look stupid as you know what.
Well, they already are, in my opinion. But
they're hurting themselves, no doubt about that.
Yes, sir. All right, I just want to get your.
How's the weather out there? How's the weather out there? Understand? Yeah, we got some rough weather coming in.
We're wearing T-shirts today.
My kind of guy. I like that.
Yeah, yesterday it was 80 degrees.
Good old Houston in that Gulf weather.
Today is about 75, so it's a beautiful day. Not a cloud nowhere. Yeah, it's kind of bright and beautiful.
It's pretty here. It's just a wee bit cooler than it is in Houston.
What's the temp there in my hometown?
I think it's 59. Let me check.
Ooh.
60
I'm
degrees.
Glad I ain't there, then.
60 degrees. It's gorgeous. Crystal clear blue skies.
We're about 20 degrees warmer, then.
So. There you go.
Gulf. All right, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. It's that Gulf influence. You could walk out. I could walk out of my apartment when I was in Houston, and when that Gulf air was hitting into Houston, because you're only about 60 miles from the Gulf. In Galveston, it is, it would be humid up there. We don't know what humid is like until you get to Texas. Let me stay with Troy Gowdy here. Troy Gowdy's going to be talking, he's going to be asked, are you going to be on the Trump legal team? This is interesting.
Mark Meadows today was talking about maybe beefing up the president's legal team and suggested they're going to win because there's no case here. Watch.
If I had to pick a team, I would say you get in Jim Jordan, you get in a Matt Gaetz, you put your A-team, a John McAfee. Listen, everybody wants to have their day in the sunshine. This is not a time to play politics. It's a time to put your best team on there. I think Matt Gaetz would be one of those.
What do you think about some of those players being added to the president's team if there's a Senate trial? And how did you reach your own decision to say, look, I'm going to stay and be an advisor on the outside, not the inside?
Well, the president's got a really good lawyer in Pat Cipollone. He's a fantastic lawyer. There is a political component to this, and I am a huge John Ratcliffe fan. In addition to being an incredible courtroom lawyer, John was the United States Attorney in Texas. He also understands the politics. He's on judiciary and House Intel, so he's watched Schiff and Nadler. He's conducted the depositions. He's defended depositions. If there needs to be someone with a political background to understand the chronology and the process, Ratcliffe would be fantastic, but the president would win if the vote was today. And I don't like surprises. I don't like witnesses that I don't know what they're going to say. If the vote were today, the president would win. So my advice to him is go with the defense team you got now, Cipollone, Ratcliffe, Pam Bondi, Jay Sekulow, and then get to the vote as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Don't inject any surprises or witnesses that you don't know what they're going to say. It's just not good in a trial for there to be a lot of surprises.
And that's absolutely right. And like I said, I think that the John Bolton thing may be a sleeper here. I'm thinking that because of, regardless of what you think about John Bolton, he is a conservative. He does like to be the center of attention. And he does not want to make a whole bunch of Trump people angry at him. He wants to still be able to play in the yard. And I think somebody's already talked to him. Because they're painfully quiet about this. Nobody did the, oh no, type thing when John Bolton said anything. And good old Mitt Romney, oh my God.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know. He's, I think he was abused as a child. He was looking for attention. I don't know, something. So let me stay with Troy Gowdy here on Schiff, Dems and a bogus nature that they've got.
A name you did not mention in that group is Rudy Giuliani. He was at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve for the big bash. Here's what he said.
I would testify. I would do demonstrations. I'd give lectures. I'd give summations. Or I'd do what I do best. I'd try the case. I'd love to try the case.
What do you make of that?
Rudy's a really smart guy. You don't get to be the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York without being smart. You can't be a witness and try the case. I think he was being a little festive, a little hyperbolic. You can't be festive. Both. I'm not sure that I would inject Rudy as a witness because I got no idea what's going to come out of his mouth. not that I'm worried about it. You just don't. You don't call witnesses. It's not a drama. It's not an ending where you're sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what's going to happen. That's not what you do in litigation. You need to know the answers before the witness says a word. And to the extent there's uncertainty, don't call the witnesses. I like his current team. I think Pat Cipollone and John Ratcliffe are more than sufficient to defend the president on these facts.
Congressman, last question. When you mentioned witnesses a couple of times, the New York Times had a big outtake a few days ago suggesting there's more to the story on Ukraine. And as they pieced it together, they suggested there was this dramatic meeting in the Oval Office, Defense Secretary, Secretary of State, White House Chief of Staff, urging the president not to freeze the aid against Ukraine. Doesn't that suggest there may have been more going on behind the scenes? And you hear Democrats now saying that some of those cabinet secretaries, other officials, should testify.
Well, Ed, I am waiting for Adam Schiff to do what we had to do when we were up against Adam Schiff, which is go to court and have the other branch, an Article III judge, tell a witness to come before Congress. Adam Schiff did everything in his power to keep Glenn Simpson and the Fusion GPS people from giving testimony to Congress. So if he believes that strongly that he needs more witnesses, go to court and have the court order it. But he hasn't done that. So there's a way to do it. He just was in such a hurry to get these impeachment articles through, he didn't do it the right way.
I'm wondering if somebody has sat down with Pompeo, Mulvaney, Bolton, and kind of said, what would you say? And kind of see if they should be voting, because I just, having been a Trump whisperer and having watched Trump, when he said, I want a trial, I want to be exonerated, I want to be completely cleared of this and get all the evidence out, I think he knew exactly what he was talking about and exactly what he wanted. And that was the direction that he was going in.
And, you know, the Democrats keep hanging their hat on the fact that who testified? Maybe it was Fiona Hill or might have been Dr. Hill.
Dr. Hill.
Testified to the fact that Bolton said Giuliani's a hand grenade. They've been running with that. But how much did Bolton actually know about what Giuliani was doing? I don't think Bolton actually knew what Giuliani was doing over there. I don't think many people did.
And that could have been that his opinion of Rudy Giuliani. He's a hand grenade.
He's seeing a problem here. He's trying to get the aid. He's just frustrated with all that. So, yeah, what's Rudy doing? Getting in the middle of all my business and national security is maybe where he was coming from. And now that we know a little bit more, who knows? Bolton's statement was out of the blue, very dramatic. Like, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready because of time. Time is of the essence. If they want to call me, they can.
Yeah, and the way it happened and when it happened was very curious to me. And I just kind of imagine that John Bolton wasn't very intentional about what he did. And his wording was very careful. I will, if I am subpoenaed, I will go and testify. And was that a dare you to subpoena me? Is that come in and make my day type thing?
And McConnell can lose two Republicans and still have the majority, right? They have 53?
53 and lose two.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or gain one with...
like Manchin.
Manchin.
Hey, Doug, Senator Jones, why don't you play along?
By the way, and people who know Doug Jones, the concept that he isn't going to vote for impeachment, they say he is.
Right.
That this whole thing is just kind of, he's going to go, oh my God, yeah, the evidence is overwhelming. And even though it's
he's
not.
Got to stick by his base. He's not going to convince Republicans to vote for him by voting down impeachment. I think he's got to stick with his tribe.
Right. Well, qualifying is already over, so nobody could qualify against him, with the exception of an independent, which could mess Republicans up.
Yeah.
Versus mess Doug Jones up. So, we'll know in the fullness of time. I've heard that somewhere before. Kevin McCarthy was on this morning also, and he's going to talk about Pelosi and the delay that Pelosi is doing. Now, listen to the way he crafted these words. They're getting much better at messaging.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi will hand over those articles anytime soon?
Well, she said before we left here, it was such with urgency that we had to pass the weakest, the thinnest, the fastest impeachment. Now we know they're just not serious. We know their case is not strong. And now they want to change the rules. Remember in the House, they had the opportunity to ask any witness they wanted. They did not have the Clinton and Nixon rules. They did not give the minority the opportunity to request witnesses and allow us to bring them forward. Now they want to change the course. It just shows they have nothing on their agenda. She said she would change the agenda in 2020. No, we're right back at impeachment one more time.
Mr. Minority Leader, maybe, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she spent the whole Christmas, New Year's break praying about it, because this was a prayerful process. Maybe she has received some revelation, or is she just waiting for something else to change? I mean, is this just a delay tactic in the hopes the situation gets better? Does she really think she has leverage on Mitch McConnell?
She's got no leverage on Mitch McConnell, and the House does not have leverage on the Senate, just as the Senate didn't have leverage on the House. Mm. What's really happening here is she's realizing how weak her case is. She's realizing that there's nothing there. She's realizing that her own requirements to move impeachment, it had to be overwhelming, compelling, and bipartisan. But at the end of the day, the only bipartisan vote was against impeachment. Her conference is even smaller than it was a year ago, because a member had now left her conference by the way she treated the Constitution in the last year. Right. So, I mean, I think she's realizing what a weak case she has, and she's looking around for an agenda that America wants, and she has no other agenda. Al Green said they'd keep impeaching him. They picked their committee chairs over impeachment. Their new freshman that gave them the majority on the day they were sworn in said they were going to impeach him. If America wants to continue just impeachment, keep them in the majority. But if you want to focus on something different, change the course of history and change who has the power in Washington.
Very good messaging there. He was solid on every one of them, very smooth. He hit tons of points that were there. Much improvement. And it actually gets better in this interview. We're going to be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com, paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
What a great album.
Blue birds singing a song.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love.
Let's go back to Kevin McCarthy here. Nancy Pelosi has a weak case. And again, he's going to drill this thing. And he really makes a convincing argument. A couple of cuts, the next cut here.
I'm confused, Congressman, because in that report by Griff Jenkins, he was talking about how, you know, now people are paying attention. John Bolton said he will appear to testify if subpoenaed. That's what he told the House.
Yeah, and you know what? The Democrats in the House that had all the power to pick who they wanted, they never subpoenaed John Bolton.
Right.
They did not want him as a witness. The House is the one that moves the impeachment. The Senate is the one that judges on it. It's not a place for the Senate to have more witnesses, just as Schumer said back in the Clinton. Remember why we are where we are today, because the House did not have a fair process. If the House had the Clinton-Nixon rules, this impeachment never would have moved forward. But they had to game the system, and now she's trying to change the system in the Senate because she knows how weak this case is.
And she does have a weak case, and she, again, has been painfully quiet with this whole thing, which tells me that something's kind of wrong here. And when you look at the polling data that's out there, and you're going to hear, pick it up from a clip a little bit further down here, particularly with McCarthy, that these congressional districts are kind of, they're getting blowback, particularly if you're in a Trump congressional district. And they're kind of going, okay, so you're really rushing this, and now it's stopped, and you're trying to say, well, because we want the trial to be fair, and is what you did fair? And then everybody's going to say, well, it's political. But it's not political on the Senate side. So let's continue on with McCarthy. Dems betrayed their pledge to their voters. This is a great argument, by the way.
I know that you do internal polling all the time. I saw a right of center poll this morning that suggested in swing districts, Democrats and independents not so happy about the fact that their representatives, who are Democrats, voted to impeach the president.
No, because they promised one thing, that they would focus, that they would work together. And they did something fundamentally different. They moved impeachment on the president that even the most respected constitutional scholar, Jonathan Turley, who did not vote for this president, said the only abuse of power would be moving impeachment by the Democrats. And remember, the voters will have a say in less than a year from today. And what's going to happen here is these voters, which the Democrats have the majority, and they're sitting have with 30 members who currently sit in seats that President Trump carried, 13 of them I call are ruby red. He carried them overwhelmingly, and he'll carry them again. They're going to have to answer for why would they vote for the thinnest, weakest, fastest impeachment, and then the speaker hold the papers. There was no urgency because there was no case.
Perfect argument. Perfect argument. That's they need to really nail this. Kevin McCarthy, and I think now that Mark Meadows is kind of moving off the playing field, Kevin McCarthy has kind of found his own place. It's not that Mark Meadows was stifling him, but I think he's got a little more freedom. I think Mark Meadows was kind of the go-to guy for a lot of folks. Now Kevin McCarthy, I see him constantly on Fox, which I think is a good thing for him, and he's doing this right.
He's gotten a lot better on television. I remember some of those early days.
Yeah, he just didn't come around. And Scalise is pretty good. Has gotten better, but he's still not. Mark Meadows was very, very smooth.
Well, and also, it's a kind of a brutal reality, but I think it's a brutal truth. Scalise was shot, and he survived, and that adds a little gravitas to who you are. And, you know, I took a bullet for, you know, so don't.
For being a congressman.
Yeah, don't lecture me about Trump's coarse language. He just has a little extra, the word I was going to use is Kevlar, but you can see why I hesitated there. but I think it does serve Scalise well, and I'm glad he's all right.
Let's continue on with Kevin McCarthy. And Dems are playing politics with international issues, such as the Soleimani thing. This is not good.
Mr. Minority Leader, let's go to another topic that's been in the news in the last couple of days, of course. The decisive killing of a terrorist leader in Soleimani in Iraq. He was there killing our troops, has been for quite some time. Yet the Democrats quickly jumped to politics, accusing the president of either not having the information that he said he did or overstepping his bounds as commander-in-chief in the War Powers Resolution. Now, Democrats in the House, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, are pushing to bring a resolution forward to limit the president's power. Here's what Adam Schiff tweeted. He said, a dangerous and provocative decision to target a top Iranian official for killing, threats to bomb cultural sites and use disproportionate force. These are the acts of a president with no functional national security process. Congress must engage with hearings and constraints. So Adam Schiff says
hearings.
More hearings on the commander-in-chief's prerogative.
You know what? He's the chairman of the Intel Committee. Maybe had he spent the last year working on that, trying to protect us from what was happening in Iran, from the bombing of the tankers, Saudi Arabia, taking down our drone, instead of taking that committee and making an impeachment, he would never have made that comment. Today in the Gang of Eight, we'll have a briefing on this. I happen to have been with the president down in Mar-a-Lago the night that this took place. The one thing I have a clear understanding, this man had killed more than 600 Americans. This man had continued to rise throughout the region, create problems, not only for us, but the rest of the world. The world is safer today because this president took action and he stopped something from creating in the future. I don't think it's a place for them to play politics.
Yes. Everything about this interview is right on target. He is really doing a good job with it. Now, he's going to talk about Iran, and was Trump escalating the violence, or what really was behind this? And he was there, by the way.
What do you know about what he was planning to do? What can you tell us? Because I was reading that he was planning to attack hundreds of diplomats and sailors and airmen, our military individuals.
We'll go through in the Gang of Eight today, but you don't have to sit and wonder what was he planning to do. They've already taken down tankers. Remember what they have done. They had already killed an American. They had already gone over our embassy. What more would they need to do for us to act? That's the real question. What do the Democrats want? What do they think proportionate is when 600 American men, our servicemen, were already killed by this individual? What is proportionate to them?
Well, and what message does it send, Mr. Minority Leader, if before, Democrats are talking about World War III and limiting the president's military powers before, in the middle of this, call it a disagreement, call it a showdown, whatever you want. What message does that send to Iran that Democrats are going after our president as opposed to calling them out for what they do?
The one thing I think they should understand is, remember, America should speak with one voice. Not only was this a very clear message, not to Iran, but also to North Korea and any other bad players in the world, that if you attack an American, we will respond in the appropriate manner, and we will find any individual that we need to that tries to plan this. Remember what the president and his actions were when they shot down our drone that was unmanned. He did not attack. He did not provoke. He gave them an opportunity to disarm. And what'd they do? They escalated it. They attacked our embassy. They killed an American. And that's where he had the red line in the sand. It is appropriate for what the president had done. It is inappropriate for what the Democrats are saying today. They should speak with one voice. They should be inside these hearings, and they should work together to make America safer instead of only focusing on impeachment. Remember, this is a president that's trying to remove terrorists from the world, and all they're trying to do, the Democrats are trying to do, is remove the president.
That is the winning argument right there, and it's coming across un-American.
I was about to say, that was very well spoken. I've been a little frustrated with folks saying, well, this isn't escalatory killing the general. I'm like, well, it is in response to Iran's escalation in this whole 2 years, but it's meant for deterrence, and we'll see if the deterrent works.
There you go. We're going to know in the fullness of time. And I really think, and we're going to get into this a little bit deeper here, but I really think this is not going to turn out the way the Dems think it is. Billy, hang on for me. I have to go to a break. I want to give you plenty of time. The Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my how they fly.
The Dan Morris Show.
Days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. From now on,
he may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically, open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Vicks VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow, these VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling vapor power rush. It's like... Yes, yes. I don't know where that's coming from, but yes. Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The estranged husband of missing Connecticut mom Jennifer Doulos arrested and charged with murder. The attorney for Fotis Doulos telling reporters he'd heard two others were also arrested.
Which reportedly includes Doulos' ex-girlfriend Michelle Tricconis and a former lawyer of Doulos'. We're working to confirm that. Norm Pattis says Doulos is being held on a $6 million bond now.
Fox's Laura Ingle, U.S. forces in the Mideast on high alert following threats from Iran over the killing of a top general.
The U.S. is moving forces into the region. Six Air Force B-52 bombers have deployed from Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana to Diego Garcia.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. And the Justice Department reversing its recommendation for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, now saying it believes he deserves up to 6 months behind bars, earlier saying he was entitled to avoid prison time. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a brisk day today with gusty northwesterly winds, but still a nice day. Lots of sun. High temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear, cold tonight. The winds die down. Low 32. Sunshine nice tomorrow. Low to mid 60s. We're still dry Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Maybe low 70s on Friday with the risk of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. But all eyes on Saturday. And the concern grows for severe weather. We're now in a level 3 out of 5, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes on Saturday. Just a heads up to stay weather aware on this situation and get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've never seen you looking so bad, my funky one.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call.
Any major dude with half a heart surely...
Billy did. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris ship.
Dan, how are you doing today?
I am doing extremely well, and you?
I'm doing blessed. I hope you had a good New Year so far.
So far, the first Tuesday of the New Year.
Yep.
It's good.
Sitting here just listening to your take and the past couple of days to what's going on with these Democrats and their reaction thing over in the Middle East right now. Let me ask you this question. If September 11th happened right now, today, with the current state of the Democratic Party, would they apologize for the buildings being in the way of the planes when they hit them?
I'm not sure if they would apologize, but what they would do is they certainly, if it happened today under Trump's watch, they would blame Trump for it, without a doubt.
Exactly right. And it just shows you, is anybody out there who don't see this, what's going on with the Democratic Party, It's almost like they're siding for the death of more Americans. That's what they want, and it's just, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And anybody out there who with a logical mindset don't see this, and want to go to the polls and vote a Democratic ticket, they need to go have their heads checked, Dan.
Yeah, well, and you look at the fact that we just killed this guy in charge of the coup forces. The biggest terrorist country in the world is Iran. And we just took out the guy who was making all that happen for him. And they're not excited about that because we may make them mad.
I never in my life thought I would see this. Never. And people I talk to every day right now, they feel the same way. If this election was held today, Donald Trump would win definitely by a landslide. And I know he's going to win. I just hope and pray that we get the House and the Senate where we can go in there and freaking clean house and send a message to Washington. Hopefully, put the right judges in office, Supreme Court justices, the circuit judges, federal judges, and that's what they're scared to death of.
They really are. And that is going to be, boy, you nailed it, my friend. That is going to be the lasting legacy of Donald Trump, will be all the judicial positions he fills. He gets four more years. It's going to be amazing what he's going to do. He's going to undo basically 60 years worth of Democrats getting their people in there.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you know what? Maybe he might get Hillary put behind bars, too, after all. Maybe he will.
Maybe.
But, you have a good day. You have a good day.
Billy, good talking to you again. You have a great day, my friend. And Billy's right on the judges. That is a major, major issue that is really, really helping out the Republicans and it's making people feel so much better about Trump, to be honest with you. Let's listen to Elizabeth Palmer talking about Iran foreign minister statement. Listen, this guy, boy, talk about a liar, liar, pants on fire.
We begin with something very, very serious. 3 days of public mourning for Iran's most powerful military commander are now coming to an end, and top Iranian officials are warning the U.S. that retaliation is coming. General Qasem Soleimani's casket was brought to his hometown for burial this morning. The leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard told a huge crowd that areas supported by the U.S. would be set on fire. A stampede of mourners left dozens of people dead.
Iran's foreign minister told our Elizabeth Palmer this morning that the U.S. killing of Soleimani was a, quote, cowardly terrorist operation. Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran.
Qasem Soleimani is due to be buried today, and the official mourning period is over. So everybody is focusing on what comes next and certainly any possible reprisal attacks. To ask about that, I sat down with Iran's foreign minister, Jawad Zarif, who was denied a visa by the United States to travel to New York this week. He'd wanted to attend meetings at the United Nations.
Can you confirm that you were denied a visa to travel to speak at the United Nations this week?
That's what we are told by the Secretary General, that Secretary Pompeo called and said they didn't have enough time to review my request. That's not unexpected. But my question is, what are they afraid of?
Sounds like a Democrat talking point, doesn't it? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. Welcome back to the airwaves this year.
Well, thank you. It's good to have another year to look forward to.
I'm frustrated at two things. Number one is I'm frustrated that there's so many people in America who have been conditioned by mainstream media and Democratic Party to not listen to or entertain any other source of information other than what they're told by the multi-billionaire mainstream media contributors. Everything's a talking point, and if anyone tries to go against that, they are going to be fired, and there's really nowhere else they can get a job, so they have to continue the Trump hate speech. And it's just disgusting to me that Americans have been conditioned to turn everyone else off, basically not even listen to them. That's frustrating. The second thing I'm about is the sealed indictment. At what point are we going to unseal some indictments and get some people out of office and tried, convicted of the terrible corruption through our government that's been going on for possibly decades? What's your opinion on that?
Well, let me tell you something. You're talking, and I've said this all along, you're talking about something that is so big that you've got to make sure it's done correctly. I think Durham and what Durham does will be a shock to everybody. I think you're going to see some people that will be indicted from that, and we don't know how the trial is going to go, but I think they're going to have such a solid case that the trial will have people arrested.
What time
and go to jail.
What time frame are we looking at? Because this is just dragging on and on.
Well,
and
again, what the problem is, you had to finish the Mueller report first, and then you had to finish the IG report, and then from the IG report, Duren's been doing paddling like a little duck. It's been going crazy in the water. And let me tell you, Jeff, this thing is so big. I mean, you're talking about possibly finding fault with the director of the FBI, the deputy director of the FBI, the acting director of the FBI, a potential attorney general, several department heads, number four position in the FBI, the head of the CIA, possibly the head of national intelligence. Those are big, big, big issues. And you just don't do it overnight.
Are there any statutes or limitations that would prevent our intelligence agencies from indicting these people?
Yeah, you have a 7-year number unless it steps up to a little bit different crime, but you would have to, that would be treason and conspiracy. That has a little bit longer, but you have 7 years. But see, all this started, you know, the clock is going to start on this thing in 2016, and you've got cases that are going to be running all the way into 2018, so that's going to take you to 2025. So that's a pretty long time.
I just hope they can get on this and get it really, I mean, just hyper focused and get it all done before Trump's out of office.
I think it'll be done. I think it'll be done before the election. I think the shoes will drop, you know, probably somewhere in the next 4 or 5 months. But like I said, this is so big. I mean, you're talking about people coercing other governments to help with the with this whole thing. You know, they're talking about Trump using his power to influence an election through the Ukraine. That's exactly what they did, I believe. I think that's exactly what Brennan and Clapper and Comey did.
It is, but nobody wants to understand that a soft coup is a coup regardless.
Yeah. And again, you're talking about something this nation has never seen before. I mean, the biggest thing we did was we sent an attorney general to jail. And it took a while to do that, but sent the attorney general to jail. You're talking about something at exponential from that factor. I mean, you're talking about not one person. You're talking about a whole gaggle of people in very top positions in DOJ, CIA, FBI.
Hopefully everybody will start turning on each other to save their own butt. Self-preservation is a glorious thing in the legal system.
It really is, and that's exactly right. I think, yeah, I was hoping Lisa Page was cooperating. She sounded like she wasn't, but that may have been kind of a little false flag that's out there, but I think this thing is going to be big. I think it's going to be damning and damaging to the Democrats. I think it's going to look coordinated. I think it's going to involve the Obama administration directly, and that portion of it is going to take a lot to get to. So that portion may take a little while to get to that.
Well, I sure hope they can lift some of these gag orders and non-disclosure agreements that people have been basically forced to sign, or they would be Hillary'd, and that's never a good thing. She has an entire graveyard that follows her around. Well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate
thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you, buddy. News on 93.1. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door,
it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to ask one question.
Have you been first?
Say again?
Have you been?
Oh, good, good. Got a clean bill of health from the heart doctor today.
Good for you.
And, that's a good thing. After three heart attacks in one weekend, that's a clean bill of health. Wait.
You had three heart attacks in one weekend?
Yeah, it's coming up on 2 years ago now, yeah.
Man, I did not know that.
Yeah. And from what I understand, I fell out and hit the floor like a fish. but that's all I remember.
Those are good. I like that, KK.
Anyway, so this is my question now. So say they find out that everything that was done was coordinated and was everything that we talked about just before the break there. And so they find out, we've got these people that we're going to indict. What's it going to take these people down? What's it going to take for Strzok and Page and all of them to actually give us a little proof of time to where we go, okay, if you do this misconduct again, you'll be like Strzok and Page up there in the post. What's it going to take to do that?
They are going to have to go to trial and be found guilty.
Yep, but who's going to prosecute it? Is my concern is, okay, we found out they did it, okay, so are they just going to get a slap on the wrist and say, don't you never do that again?
No, not at all. I think that what Durham's going to do is, Durham is impaneled a grand jury, Durham is before the grand jury, I think he's going to get indictments, I think you're going to see arrests, but you have to kind of get a little further down the line here. But you may see some arrests fairly soon, and then they're going to have to go to court and go to trial, and they can plead like some of the Trump folks did, not involved with Trump, but other things. And I think it's going to be a lot like the Trump issue and Manafort and Stone and things like that, except it's going to be a much better case.
From what I see, it just as a layman looking in, the case just looks like it's a slam dunk case from everything that's out in the open. I mean, golly, it just looks like
holy smokes, they're going down, man.
It does look that way, and but again, you know, Durham has gone overseas. I think you know you've got foreign governments involvement in this. The question is, what did Brennan coerce a government to do something for him? Was he talking to a pal over there with MI5 or MI6? And how did all that go down? And you're going to have people to give you rock solid testimony that's going to go in and do Brennan in.
Yeah, I'm sure, because that's sensitive stuff. And of course, you get into the covert things that happen that have to be checked out. I know it takes a long time to do all that, but it just seems like from somebody on the outside looking in that they have a great case, unlike any of the Trump things that they've come out with, where they had a sketchy at best case.
Well, and you have to remember, all the things that they came out with on the people that were involved with Trump had nothing to do with Trump. I mean, Manafort was on money laundering and failure to report on taxes. Roger Stone was lying to the FBI, which I'm not sure that they really proved that case, plus some financial issues. So none of this had to do with Trump directly at all. Now, the things that these folks are talking about, you're talking about committing a crime as a government agent. That's a whole different kettle of fish, as Senator Kennedy would say.
Right, and I would expect the penalty for that is a whole different bit. I don't expect they get, 60 days in jail for that kind of stuff.
No, and I think what would happen, and this has been a great conversation within my group, is that where do you try this? Now, interestingly enough, Durham actually has an office in Northern Virginia, not in Washington, D.C. He's not at the FBI headquarters where Mueller was up on the fifth floor. He's over in a private building by himself. It is only his people. There's nobody else around. And is he going to take these things to a Virginia grand jury or Virginia court? And because that is different than D.C. court. Now, D.C. court is going to be more liberal, but also, you get some of these bureaucrats, they don't want to see somebody abuse their power in office. That to them is bad. So I think that Durham's going to have it both ways, but he may do this in Northern Virginia. And watch out for that, because that could be big.
That sounds good. All right, fellas, keep it up.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Three heart attacks. Woo, man.
Glad you're around, Kyle. Good to hear you're doing
well. Yeah, really. After losing people.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, go to thee. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back. Final hour after our top of the hour break.